When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Tim Bergeese with us here on Hail Varsity Radio, talking some recruiting thoughts. And Tim, before we get you out, I'm going to shift gears from recruiting and ask you about the Masters. Are you following anyone this weekend? Do you have any bets down at the War Horse? What's the game plan for Tim in the Masters this weekend? Are you more of a UFC guy? Tell me about the upcoming weekend here.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think definitely more of a UFC guy. I think I'll have the Masters on, but in the background, for me, it's always been just like background. I'm not rooting for anybody, but it's always just been like something to have on in the background. Definitely more of a UFC guy this weekend, rooting for my guy Pereira, and got a lot happening this weekend. I'm a big Izzy guy, so the Izzy Pereira fight was interesting for me, But outside of that, just tuned in to definitely tomorrow for the UFC stuff. But outside of that, man, I'm kind of taking it a bit slower this weekend for sure. Kind of enjoying the slow weekend.
Which current Husker do you think would stand the best chance in the Octagon, MMA, UFC? Which one do you think's got a future there?
Ooh, that's a good one. I like Malachi just because of the reach and the athleticism.
Yep.
I like him there. I'm trying to think. Is there a linebacker? I feel like Prince Will.
Yeah.
Prince Will, just like a twitchy, lengthy edge rusher. Like, I feel like he'd have some success there. He's also got, like that mean streak to him. He's a little feisty.
Polar Bear. I like those two. Polar Bear making the transition from wrestling to the Octagon. Wouldn't he kill people?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Polar Bear versus John Jones would be one for the ages.
I'd have to see how he strikes and how he works,
he just choke you out, man. Well, good. Tim, you have a good weekend. Appreciate the recruiting update. Tim Bergeese with Nebraska Rivals, and check him out on Twitter and check him out with Rivals. Thanks again. Good to hear from Tim. We are winding down a Friday. Todd emails in, I could totally do the nine dog, nine inning, nine beer challenge. Just wondering if his backside could hold up.
Yes, that's the thing. On its face, you go, how bad could it be? And there's the time restraints and then the effects it'll have on your gut the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. This is not a challenge for the week.
Let us go to Klausberg. Let's do a little music here. We don't really have any forecasting other than some thoughts and comments here. We'll forecast a little bit of Masters. We welcome in. He's imaginary. He wears red. The infamous Klausberg. Klaus, how's your weekend? Thanks for spending some time with us.
Well, I'm looking forward to a nice, relaxing weekend. I think I might be able to get out and do a little fishing. And unfortunately, we've got some duties ahead of that, and that's why I'm here. But I'll be on the lake before long.
Klaus, a lot going on this week. Are you going to put on or trade in that red jacket for a green jacket Sunday? Who's got your attention in Augusta?
Well, I'll be honest. So far, I haven't been able to watch a whole lot of the tournament. Caught a little bit of the highlights last night, and my only takeaway from that is I think Tiger Woods might be on the Barry Bonds plan.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Might have walked away from Nike because they couldn't afford to make hats big enough for him. But then again, I talked to some local duffers, and they say that the only performance enhancer you really need in golf is Michelob Ultra, so...
Vodka lemonades, too.
They refer to it as aiming fluid, so I'll take their word for it.
Aiming juice is big. Klaus, how about you, though? When we get to the nine dog, nine beer, nine inning challenge, would you be up for it?
Well, of all the former big figures in Nebraska sports history, I think we all know the only one who could take that down would be Bob Devaney. possibly Connie Yori, but definitely not me. If I attempted it, I'd be more delirious than Conan O'Brien at the end of Hot Ones on yesterday's episode. So
that was rough.
I don't think we really need to try that.
How would Carl fare at nine beers, nine dogs, nine innings?
He'd have it done before they played the national anthem. So,
Claus, we appreciate your input and spending time with you on a Friday forecast. Did you have OJ passing away in April forecasted?
Well, I certainly didn't, and of course that was shocking news to everybody that he finally passed away yesterday, or I guess pancreatic cancer finally found the real killer.
Jesus. You're not wrong.
I had heard the announcement said that he was surrounded by his friends and family, and of course I also heard that his old friend Al Cowlings wanted to help out the family, so he called him up and offered the insight that he already knew how to drive him around slowly in the back of a car. So,
oh, whoa.
One less thing.
Oh, I got the procession all handled.
But I also read somewhere that OJ might possibly be able to come back if the casket doesn't fit in the hole in the ground. So I guess we probably better wait a few days.
That is the rumor.
Oh man.
AC is the funeral procession driver.
What? Here I was thinking that we needed to have Norm MacDonald on a day like yesterday. We just
need a
Claus.
Absolutely. We always need Norm.
We just need a Claus.
Claus, you okay?
Oh.
The phone there, you know, from Clausburn there, you know, he doesn't know how to run, you know. And, you know, so I took it there. But yesterday, the best day of my death.
A Norm MacDonald impression, too?
Yeah, we got Norm on the phone.
He's imaginary.
Sorry about that. We've got some house guests for the weekend that are a little bit uncouth, so I apologize.
I like that.
The multi-talented facet of Clausburn. We haven't heard that before.
Good work. Claus, what do you got going this weekend before we say goodbye?
Well, as I mentioned, I'm going to try to hit the lake. I've decided to take the sleigh down to Texas this weekend and take in a NASCAR race. And I view that kind of like most people view going to the zoo. I'm just going to see who throws feces around first.
Yes.
It's kind of like going to the zoo.
So you throw his feces around first. That is, I like NASCAR, Claus. You don't have to do that.
Oh, man.
Claus, you duck and cover, okay?
I always do, Christopher. I always do.
Oh, Claus, you take care. We appreciate you.
Okay.
There he goes. Claus.
We don't deserve him.
No,
off,
we don't.
Off to NASCAR. That's so good.
I do. I want to see.
Kind of like going to the zoo.
I want to see a NASCAR race bad, but Claus may have persuaded me out of it. I wanted to go see NASCAR in Chicago.
Oh, that's funny. We will wind down to Friday. Hail Varsity, and we're powered by Cornhead Lager.